Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the light of the world, who calls us to be the light of the world as he opens our eyes and gives to us sight and that gift of sight. Amen. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? Recognize that? Sure, that's the Star-Spangled Banner. It's been around for a long, long time. I'd like to borrow just the first part of that, not that you're thinking about the Star-Spangled Banner here, but I'd like to ask you the question, oh, say, can you see? The reason why I want to ask you that question is it's asked three times in the gospel reading for tonight from John chapter 9. Oh, say, can you see to the blind man? And he says, no, yes, yes. And then the Pharisees, oh, say, can you see? Yes, no. And then the third question is, oh, worshipers, oh, people here at Holy Cross, can you see? And I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit that the answer is yes and yes. You see, there's multiple answers to that question. There's actually two answers to that question because as we talk about blindness, there are two kinds of blindnesses as we see in our text for tonight from John chapter 9. We see that there is the physical blindness. The man who was born blind could not see, no physical sight whatsoever in his eyes. But then we also have then the spiritual blindness. And that's why for the blind man, he would say, oh, blind man, can you see? No, but yes, Jesus opened my eyes. And then the most important part was the spiritual opening of their eyes. And why, as we talk about with the Pharisees who could see physically with their eyes. In fact, maybe they were seeing too much. Jesus, you healed the blind man on the Sabbath day. Hey, you did that sin. You shouldn't be doing that sin. Hey, you shouldn't be doing that sin. The Pharisees were always looking and watching to point out somebody else's sin and always watching for someone else and to condemn them. Oh, yes, they could see with their physical eyes, but they were spiritually blind. Now, you would have thought that they would be the ones who would spiritually be able to see, wouldn't you? You would think that the religious leaders and the ones who had the scriptures and read the scriptures and taught the scriptures, that they would be the spiritual ones to see. But Jesus shows them that because of their refusal to believe, because of their refusal to know Jesus Christ as the Savior, they were really blind. And so that third question tonight, that third question, physically, yes, we can see. Maybe you can see the images up here. But spiritually, how is it? Well, I know Sian and Bryce can see. The gift of the Holy Spirit was given to them in holy baptism. And we can say the same thing, can't we, for all of us who have been baptized, that that gift of spiritual sight has been given to us. How interesting it is that as this blind man is being asked by the Pharisees, the blind man needs to grow in his faith and his understanding of that. The blind man is not like the Pharisees. The Pharisees who, like this little boy, refuse to believe, refuse to listen to what Jesus was saying, refuse to even believe the scriptures. You remember how Isaiah said that when the Messiah would come, he would open the eyes of the blind? And the Pharisees saw that this blind man had received his physical sight, but they refused to believe. They refused to repent of their sin. They refused to look to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They were very spiritually blind. Jesus longed to have them have spiritual sight, as he longs for all people to have spiritual sight. And he works in ways that help us to have that spiritual sight. All of us were born blind spiritually. All of us were born without knowing God, in fact, dead and enemies of God, the book of Ephesians talks about. worse than that man who was born physically blind. And then, through holy baptism, we receive the gift of faith and start growing in that faith. And how interesting it is with this man who was born blind, whom Jesus gave the gift of sight, how he started to be able to see just a little bit. When the Pharisees were asking him about it, who healed you? Who gave you your sight? He did it on the Sabbath day. He can't be a prophet because he sinned on the Sabbath day. How the Pharisees in their blindness were seeing that. And how interesting it is, as the Pharisees ask the blind man, who is he? The blind man says, well, a prophet. His eyes are starting to open a little. He's understanding who Jesus is just a little bit in that way. And it's not until that blind man comes and Jesus finds him after the Pharisees have kicked him out of the synagogue, and how the blind man comes and Jesus then talks to him. And the blind man says, who is this Son of Man? Who is this Son of Man who healed me? And Jesus says, I am he. You now see him. You get it? You now see him. The most important way, not just with your eyes, but you see him with eyes of faith. And the man said, I believe. He made the confession of faith. What a precious, precious gift that Jesus gave to that man. The real blessing of sight that is there. And isn't it interesting that Jesus used common elements, mud and spit, saliva. That's a little nicer, isn't it? But what Jesus did is he used common elements, didn't he, to heal this blind man, made it and put it on his eyes, and then said, go wash it off in the pool of Siloam. Jesus still uses common elements. For Sean and Bryce, it was the water of baptism, wasn't it? He still uses common elements for you and for me to give to us the gift of spiritual sight, the gift of that kind of faith. And he uses the common elements of bread and wine in the Lord's Supper to continue to help that faith to grow and to continue to work that faith in our lives. He uses the common elements of words. Words written down, but they're God's words. There's God's words that the Holy Spirit works in a special way and helps our faith to grow and helps our spiritual sight to continue to become stronger and stronger all along. Oh, how important it is to continue to read God's word. If we don't read God's word, it's like losing our spiritual sight. How important it is to daily be in God's word, to read and study and hear and learn and mark God's word so that we might continue to know our Lord and Savior Jesus, so that as he continues to work in us and through us, that our faith continues to grow. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. You know that hymn. There's another beautiful hymn that we sing as well. I need to tell you the story about John Gough. He was sitting in church a number of years ago, and boy, there was somebody sitting behind him that couldn't hold a note. But boy, was he singing very, very lustfully. He was singing great, but he was always just a little behind, and he was just a little bit off key. And boy, John Gough was getting pretty irritated. Why doesn't he just get caught up, and why doesn't he just go ahead and sing those songs? They were singing Just As I Am, Without One Plea. The organist had a little interlude as they were getting ready for the verses, and the man behind tapped him on the shoulder and said, sir, if you could tell me the first couple of words of the next verse, I think I can get it. And John turned around and he said, just as I am, poor, wretched, blind. And John's eyes got big because he looked into the face of a blind man. A blind man who was singing from his heart and singing those beautiful words. And John says, those words, just as I am, poor, wretched, blind, sight, riches, healing of the mind, Yea, all I need in thee to find, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. He realized how his eyes needed to be opened, how his eyes needed to be opened to the needs of others, how his eyes needed to be opened to the opportunities of service rather than complaining, of the many opportunities that he has with his physical eyes open, but especially the healing of his mind and his physical eyes as well. Oh, that blind man, you can count on it that he told everybody that he came into contact with what Jesus had done for him and how wonderful that miracle of physical sight, but especially spiritual sight was. We have many opportunities as well, many opportunities that are opened up to us. As he gives to us physical eyes to see the needs of others, as he gives to us spiritual eyes to share that special message with our children, obviously, and with our neighbors and with our friends and with our coworkers and with others who maybe we can see do not know Jesus yet. How important that is, that as we have those opportunities, we do speak to Jesus, speak to our neighbors about Jesus. So how's your eyesight? How's your eyesight? Do you have that spiritual gift, and is that continuing to grow in your life? This says, Jesus, give us true light for sight. True light. The true light of Jesus Christ in our hearts and in our lives. He gives it to us tonight in our worship together. He gives it to you tomorrow and the next day through your daily devotions and your Bible studies. He gives it through the remembrance of our baptism, through the Lord's Supper. Jesus continues to give us light and sight. In that precious name of Jesus, may you continue to see, yes and yes, physically and especially spiritually. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all our understanding always keep our hearts and our minds and our eyes centered on Christ Jesus, sharing that message with others until life everlasting. Amen.